Hello?
Hi, is this Stacy?
It is.
Oh, good to speak with you, Stacy. This is Paul from Local Sports.
Hey.
We've been emailing each other for a bit now.
Yeah, good
Happy.
timing.
Yes, good. I'm glad. Happy Tuesday. How's your day
Yeah, you too.
going?
It
Not bad. Not bad. I do appreciate you asking. So I know that, we did kind of discuss some things in the email, and I did kind of go over a lot of information with Jeff. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, not
Okay. One thing I did want to ask you, and I know that when I originally spoke with Jeff, he was saying, budget is a concern. The main concern, of course, is making sure that your listing is verified, that you're not suspended, that Google and everyone else will know that you're an active business in the local area so that they can pick up the phone and call you directly. So I did go with the basic package, which is local search engine optimization. The $199 is a reduced rate. It is a rate that will stay with you no matter how long you keep the service. It is a month-to-month service. I did
Okay.
want to ask you though, because you know the needs of your business better than I do, how far you really do want to go. Jeff said you kind of service the surrounding area, how much work you want to take on, of course, what the budget allows. Now, a couple of years ago, we stopped doing the local campaign at $149, but we do still have a package that is local search engine optimization with $100 of Facebook ads for $249. So you'd basically be getting $100 of Facebook ads for an extra $50. Now, if it's in your budget, I would say it's a great way to expand your service area all the way out to the farthest reaches of where you want to go. It also will get your phone ringing quickly. We are, of course, going to work with Google's back-end team, and because we are a Google partner, I know that we'll be able to get the suspension lifted and get that fixed pretty quickly here. But the Facebook ads is also another good way to get your name out there, get the website that we're going to build out there in front of more people. Now, you may have experienced this in your own personal life. You go on Google or something, you do a quick search, and the next thing you know, ads for that same thing are popping up on your Facebook page. Now, it would work the same way for your potential customers. If they do a search for the services, garage door repair, garage door install, maybe they're looking for a spring replacement or whatever that might be, the ads will target that same exact potential customer that we already know is in the area looking for your services. Now, it is, like I said, $100 of Facebook ads. Instead of the $199 for the local package, it would be $249, the local package with the Facebook ads. Now, I did want to ask if that's something that you thought would benefit your business. If it is in the budget, I would say we don't have to start it that way right now. It's something we can always add in later on, but I did want to offer that to you.
No, let's just start with the Google, and then I'll keep that in my back pocket to add on to the Facebook,
Right.
because eventually that would be pretty cool.
Absolutely.
I would like that, yeah.
Correct. Yeah, and I think it's going to benefit you tremendously. I'm putting it in the notes then that it was offered to you if you want to avail of that down the road. So this would be the
Yeah.
local campaign, everything that we've talked about, all of the emails mention that campaign, and of course, I think it's going to be great for you as well. Now, I want to
Yeah,
make
just
sure that I've got all the information here that I need. Now, first of all, of course, we're going to build the website, right? We're going to build it, host it, maintain it, even update it. And it is included at no additional cost. The updating, the
okay.
maintenance, all of that's included. Now, you will also have access to a website editor tool. If you want to make changes to the website yourself, it's one of the things you can access through your client dashboard. You can add photos, senior discount, military holiday special, etc., 10% off a specific service. If you want to make changes to the website or whether you want us to make all the changes for you, there's never any additional cost for that.
Okay, that's
Now,
cool.
so as we send you jobs, you can take photos, even videos, we can add that to the website down the road. Now,
Okay.
when we get your phone ringing, is the number that for Jeff, is that the business number, the
Yeah.
916-759-9252? So that's going to be the main business number. Now,
Correct.
And I do have his number for contacting him and your number for contacting you. I've got both of you on here as authorized points of contact, meaning either of you can call us regarding your account. And if we're not able to reach Jeff, we'll try you and vice versa. I did want to ask you, though, because I saw an address for your business, but the business is service-based, right? Meaning no one comes to you. You only go to the customer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, gotcha. The address you see is probably our home address. And it really doesn't need to be on there because, you know, nobody does come here. Yeah.
And Google doesn't want to list your residence any more than you would want it listed. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would. And you're out in the field, or just out in the field, so Google expects service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home, run out of the truck. The address that I have, though, is the 6200 Greentop Way.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. That address won't show anywhere online. Oh, and then we never did get your last name.
Smith.
Okay, is that S-M-I-T-H?
Yep.
And Jeff has the same last name?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I'm going to do a couple of things. Now, this is called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained expert technicians will call either you or Jeff or both of you. You don't have to be in front of a computer as long as you can carry on what is usually about a 30-minute phone call. We want to talk in detail about the services, the service area, anything like a mission statement or motto, slogan, tagline, what's unique about the business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Helps us to build out the website and create all the additional content. You don't have to be in front of a computer, like I said. We do schedule by the hour, but it typically takes about 30 minutes or so. I might be able to get it scheduled late in the day if that's better for you. It would not be today, though. The other thing that I'm required to do, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It outlines the service agreement, that it is a month-to-month service. You can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved, that we are reducing the cost of the service, that it's a fixed rate, we're doing the website for you, even waiving your setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time, Stacy, if you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, though, before we process that payment of $199, but if everything does still make sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair? Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, sounds good to me.
Give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Stacy, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please state the name of the business as you want it to appear online?
Next Door Overhead Doors.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Stacy, please state your name and your title within the business.
Stacy Smith, office manager.
Okay. And then as the office manager.
Office manager, owner.
Yeah,
either way.
You are a co-owner. I know that you're kind of the one managing the business and just the one out there doing the work. We run into that scenario time and time again. It seems to work very well for the smaller businesses. So we'll call it office manager and co-owner. As the office manager and co-owner of Next Door Overhead Doors, Stacy, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then, Stacy, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mrs. Smith, are you also an authorized user on that account as well? Have I lost you? I can't hear you.
Yes, I am.
I lost you for a second. Okay. And then it's just to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Stacy, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, of course, is we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Stacy, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we will make sure that no physical street address appears for the business, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now,
okay.
with it being a month-to-month service, with the website included, the setup fee waived, and that price reduced, that fixed flat rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 20th of May, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. Stacy, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So again, it means it will never go up, no matter how long you keep the service. It is an exact amount to the penny. There's no taxes or fees. There's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The Siri on a smartphone is included as well. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 20th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. And again, that rate will never go up. It is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. And again, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And you can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. In fact, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally, although I don't think that would be necessary. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Stacy, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mrs. Smith, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree. Sounds good to me.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment of just $199, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
This one's Visa.
You said a Visa?
This is a debit.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, a Visa.
Is it
your
name?
Yeah, it's actually going to be... nope, it's going to be... Hold on one second. I think this one's going to Jeff.
Okay.
Yeah, this is it. Yep, Jeff, it's Jeffrey Smith. Or no, I'm sorry, it's Jeff Smith.
Okay. And you said this was a Visa. This one is?
Yeah.
Okay, that should start with a 4, all Visa cards do. I'm actually...
Oh, sorry, this one's a MasterCard.
Okay,
I threw you off. We were switching cards while we were talking.
That's what I was wondering, if this one was also coincidentally a Visa card. So this one is not. This one is a MasterCard. It should start with a 5. I'm ready for that. If you want to read it 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end.
It is 5387.
Mm-hmm.
5700.
Okay.
0142.
Mm-hmm.
5051.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
Is 03 of 28.
03 of 2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
291.
You said 291 or 391?
Two.
Okay.
291.
I've got 291 on the back, March or 03 of 2028. And then the card itself, was it 5387, 5700, 0142, 5051.
Correct.
And does that bill at the 6200 Green Top Way, 95662?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
So in about a minute or so here, our automated system will send you a confirmation email. That confirmation email does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation, the support email. If you do have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. Stacy, you can reach client support Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day, unless, of course, they get the email after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they'll contact you the next business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we just went over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. Like I said, it's going to take about 30, maybe 35, 40 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer. Will this follow-up call be with you or Jeff or both of you?
It'll be with me.
With you. Okay. And then I know that you said that you're working until 4, Monday through Friday. Would we be able to schedule that maybe on your lunch break, or is there a time that you might be able to take that phone call during your work day, or would I need to see if I can have them do maybe a special one at 4 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, 4 o'clock tomorrow would probably be better. My lunch is sometimes, they're not really set, you know? So it's like, I never know when I'm at my lunch.
Okay. So I will follow up with my technician. In fact, he may still be around. Like I said, we stop at 4. We start at 7, and we stop at 4. That still means we're, you know, 10 o'clock when we're reaching out to our clients on the East Coast. But let me message this supervisor from that department, see if he responds. And we'll see if we can do that client interview at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And then I did want to do one other thing. It's a simple security question and answer, just a little bit of extra protection on the account. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Nextdoor Overhead Doors, even if it's you or Jeff and we recognize your voice, we might still ask for you to kind of verify the answer to the security question. But more important, especially if it's a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the road, if you do start getting phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, they would for sure know my name. They would also know both the answer and the question. And if they cannot provide that information to you basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. You should just politely let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us. You wouldn't want to speak with them. Again, just exit that phone call. The voice verification was already recorded and already attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. It clearly states that it bills once a month, that it bills only on the 20th, and exactly for $199. That rate will never go up on you. I do have it notated in the account that if you ever did want to add $100 a Facebook ad, your month-to-month would simply go up $50, but of course that will never happen until we speak with you and you decide that you did want to add that, or you can message us and we'll call you back. But until then, like I said, it's only exactly $199, month-to-month, no contract. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The pet's name.
Pet's name. Okay. And what is the answer?
Snickers. Like the candy bar.
Like the candy bar. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then let me refresh my system and see what emails have been sent to you. Did you happen to receive the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice? It looks like you did get that one. Actually, you got a few of them. You got the welcome. Okay, so just I'll go through the other two real quick. The welcome email is important not just because it has our client support information. In fact, most of our emails do have that. But your welcome email has your login credentials for your tracking system. Your tracking system is not active just yet. We do need to do your client interview first. You'll get official notification when your tracking system is active. From that point on, you'll have 24/7 access to it. The reports do update throughout the day, so it's very near real-time reporting. Now, your username is the 916-759-9252, the business number. That you cannot change. It's in our system the same way, designed to be both easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. Your default password at this point is runlocal, R-U-N-L-O-C-A-L, all lowercase, no space. You can change that password at any time and as often as you like. All of that information is on your welcome email along with our client support information. You did get another email, one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, this is going to help us. I know that for garage doors, it's a challenge because so many of the processes with Google are automated. If it falls in the wrong bucket, there's no one to say, hey, what's it doing there? Let's get it out of there and put it where it's supposed to be. So we're going to work with Google's back-end team, but any information that you can send our way helps us to expedite that process, reassuring Google that you are an actual, legitimate, active company in the local area providing garage door services. So if you can send us, and it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything does help. So photos of tools or equipment, photo of the service vehicle, anything like the licensing, insurance, business card. I know there's not like a physical workplace. Google's fine with where the service vehicle is parked when you're not using it for work. Again, like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything and everything you send our way will actually help us. Now, the one that I did want you to open up now is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. It's the other one. If you click on that, it's going to say, hello, Jeff, because that's how it is in the billing. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue, or it may be blue, not blue. On my end, it's blue. But those two words, click here, are hyperlinked. If you click on it, it's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. That's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll above that line. There are services that are not included. If it has an asterisk by it, it may or may not be included. But just to reiterate, we are doing that website for you and local SEO. We can at any point in time add Facebook ads, Google ads, etc. Now, there are a few boxes that we would like you to click. One, that you agree to receive the SMS or text messages. One, that you certify that you're authorized to use the card on file. The other, that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. Once you click on those three boxes, of course it's month to month, you can stop at any time. But once you click on those boxes, click on the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it and just type in Jeff Smith and then confirm signature. That lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're doing the website, that we're reducing the cost, waiving the setup fee. It also does allow us to begin the NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and consistent, and to schedule our call with Google to expedite the process of getting you PIN verified and getting that listing unsuspended. So it's an important step in the process. If you see it asking you to log into your tracking system, you can stop there. Our automated system thinks both that the tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. Okay. Let me see. So if I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, and I will still have to confirm, I didn't get an answer back from the supervisor of the other department, but I'll follow up with him tomorrow. And if we're not able to do, in fact, I will email you anyway. I'll just send a quick email to the email thread letting you know if we are able to do that client interview at 4 o'clock or if we need to make a different arrangement. But right now I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The invite is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. It's going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. And as long as we are able to keep that scheduled call, you will at 3 o'clock receive an automated email. The email going out an hour prior just remind you that that call is scheduled at 4 o'clock. Other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. We will call the number that you and I are speaking on when we do that client interview tomorrow. And I do hope that I am in between phone calls. I probably will be. I will most likely be wrapping up my day. I may be on a call already, but if I am already off the call and still putting in notes and our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, and answer any questions that you might have. If I am not able to be on that call, they'll take really good care of you. And, of course, anyone associated with Local Splash will know Snickers as the first pet's name. You can ask anybody at any point in time just to make sure that you're speaking with the right people. Okay? Other than that, real pleasure. I'm happy to finally put a voice to the emails. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, we're super excited. Sounds good. It's a good, you know, it's a good price point. Like I said, we tried doing a website with a couple other places and stuff, and it just, you know, we're just really struggling, and they weren't helping us with our Google listing and all that kind of stuff. Those were all added fees, you know, and we
Oh my goodness, you're not kidding. I mean, it's like the phone company or the cable provider, like what does that even mean, and why am I being charged for it? But yeah, we're definitely not trying to invent ways to charge you. We want to keep it simple and straightforward, and of course, you know, our job is to help you get that listing and everything else that you're looking for here. Again, pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to you when our technician calls you tomorrow.
Okay. You know what else I was going to say is if he wants to try to call me like at 11 tomorrow, I might be able to pick up the phone for lunch.
Okay.
But I like commit for sure, you know. Okay. So if he wants to try it, I'm available.
It's worth a try. It's definitely worth a try. Yeah. Our technician will call you at 11. If you don't pick up, they try three times in the next 30 minutes. At that point, they think, well, even if I reach them, I might not have time to complete it. So, but they will call you at 11, 11:10, 11:15, etc. But I'll put that in the calendar then on 11 o'clock. I'll also put it in the notes for them that we may need to do 4 o'clock if you don't pick up, okay? But I'll send, I'll, I'll send you then the calendar invite for 11 tomorrow. Real pleasure. I think I should be available at 11. If I'm not, our technician will call you directly, but I do hope to say a quick hello. Real pleasure speaking with you. Looking forward to working with you and Jeff and getting your phone ringing, getting that website built. If you can think of any photos between now and tomorrow, we will ask you to email us those photos. But like I said, once your website's active, once you have access to your tracking system, you can add those photos or make those changes yourself if you like to.
Okay. Yeah, I can start emailing. So right now, I mean, I can email like the business license and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do I send it to the support number and put
correct. The next one? Yeah, so the support at localsplash.com is the catch-all related to the account. Please do include the username or the business phone number because they are the same. That, again, makes it easier for us to associate with the account. You can send photos to the photos department, and they would give you that email address tomorrow. It's photos@localsplash.com, but you can just send everything to the support email, and they will just forward it out to the right department.
Okay, cool.
All right. Pleasure speaking with you. You have a great rest of the night. Thanks again for your time.
All right. Thank you, Paul. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Stacey. You take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. All right.
Did I hang up or no?